Lord, be near us in our time of weakness. Sustain us by your grace, that our strength and courage may not fail. Amen. Mother Claire began, I received Jesus and saw him before me. His eyes were teary, his holy face full of sorrow, compassion, and understanding. He began, I know it hurts. I know how much it hurts. And I am with you to give you strength. But you will be oh so glad when you look back upon this time and understand why I'm allowing it. The truth is, you are sick, very sick and prone to heavy reactions from electromagnetic fluctuations, especially when powerful CMEs hit Earth from the sun. You are in one of those cycles right now, and it feels lousy all over. And here's a little secret. I hurt with you, Claire. I choose to participate in your pain, even as you have participated in mine. And I'm not talking just about the obvious mirrors of my wounds. Rather, all that you suffer and endure quietly without complaint. Oh, I am putting that to work in marvelous ways, and you will thank me when you see the fruit. Jesus, I thank you now, because I know that what you allow is always the very best for your own divine purposes. Thank you for coming and sharing this with me. It makes it so much easier to bear. You do not realize it, but when one of your brothers or sisters are hurting, you carry that as well. Love cannot separate itself from the suffering of others. It is impossible to see agony and not respond in like kind. Not only does it soften your heart, but in fact it truly relieves the suffering of others. There is a mystical but real connection between all of mankind and in fact all creation. And when one suffers, all suffer, though they may not be aware of what they are suffering for. In fact, rarely does a soul know what cross they are carrying and for whom they carry it. Dear one, I give you my peace, which allows you to carry burdens far beyond your strength. I do this because you truly are participating in the work of sanctification of souls, just as others also do for you when they embrace your pain. Truly, they are one and the same with Simon, who helped me on the way to Calvary. It indeed is a mystery, my heart dwellers, just as by my power all things are held together, so is the universe and all it contains interconnected. It is impossible for it to be separated because the God that lives inside of you is the creator and sustainer of all things. And with me, you partake of all creation. We read in Acts 17:28, For in him we live and move and have our being. And in Colossians 1:17, And he is before all, and in him all things continue. Claire, I want you to partake of my suffering. I desire that. We will be so united that you cannot escape it. You know from the past this is the greatest intimacy we can experience together. It is a treasure to be coveted and protected. And by the way, the earth shakes when you kiss me on the crucifix. Believe it or not, I say this because I know how my little bride is. That was a little gift from me to you. Wow, Lord, I felt compelled to buy a crucifix for veneration, and I heard, how much would you pay for that? I thought for a moment and said, $50. Then a few moments later, I just clicked on Etsy, and the second thing I saw was a truly anointed crucifix for $50. It was the best one I've ever seen and exactly what I wanted. Jesus quipped, And who do you think brought that up? Thank you, Lord. It is perfect. You are amazing. I was hoping you'd see that. Lord, I have to say, this circus about the church seems like an obvious distraction away from what is really important. Holy Spirit, have you just explained it all to me? Jesus asked, What do you think? I think they are doing theater, causing an uproar and confusion, and that demon aliens will appear at the Vatican, claiming they sent Christ to earth, and they have all the answers to wars and religious conflicts. Spot on. As the mothership approaches, they are creating violent upheaval in the church that is no longer my church, for I am now with the remnant. Half are soulless impostors, and much of what is left are sellouts. The few left that are sincere will be removed. It is now fully Satan's church. Do you see the wisdom in removing you both from this system? I know you are uncomfortable with the apostate title, but what you were a part of has turned far worse. An exit from that corrupt structure was my best choice for you both. Beloved Claire, don't lament on your official standing or the mistakes you have made out of ignorance. I will bring good out of it all. Of that you can be sure. For years you have known that nothing short of my return will bring my church back. The remnant church knows this as well and awaits my return. Oh, how glorious it will be when things are set right. What joy you will have in being a part of it. In my eyes, you and Ezekiel are honored and even revered in heaven, despite your many flaws. Please, Claire, be at peace. You have been found faithful in my sight. Jesus, why are you so extraordinarily good to me? Do you really need for me to answer that question? No, I know the answer. It is your nature to love your children with all your heart. And I would add to that, especially the most feeble who truly want to work for me, but have no strength or talent of their own. Thank you. You are everything to me, Lord. Forgive me for my weak resolutions and buckling under stress. I see myself as nothingness, and I count on you to accomplish what is impossible to me. Thank you for finding a place for me to serve you and love you. It's the love part I love the most. Your heart is one with mine, Claire. Rest assured, I will never abandon you. I rest, Lord, with your enduring grace. I rest. I long for you to come closer, my bride. I hear you, and it is also what I long for. There are many little ones very much like you who also long for this very same thing. Do you know that my heart is way big enough for you all? I had to smile. I simply said, yes.